Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Yes, hello. Welcome to your Eurovision semi-final podcast. Ewan Spence here, been with you in the weeks leading up to this with the podcast. It's now finally here, and we are ready to go. Okay, as you will probably have worked out, this commentary is being recorded before the actual live event. So while you're probably watching the opening credits to a new version of Doctor Who, this is how it is going to work. As you go through the podcast, you will hear the occasional beep. Now, coming up is an example. It sounds like this. And when you hear that beep, you need to pause your MP3 player, your iPod, your iPhone, however you are listening to the podcast. That beep will happen whenever a musical track is played. So when the music is finished, you unpause the track, we'll carry on with the commentary. When you get commercial breaks, when we go back to the green room, when you have anything from our three hosts who we'll be seeing shortly, you keep this podcast running. You pause when you hear the beep, and those beeps will be over the songs that we are going to be hearing. We have 17 songs coming in to tonight's semi-final. It's the first of two semi-finals. 10 of the countries will qualify and head through to the grand final on Saturday. 7 of them, they will be getting an early trip home, courtesy of the voting public and the musical juries of 20 countries. The 17 countries that are in the show tonight, they get to vote on those, plus three others of Spain, France and Germany. There's other implications on the voting. It's changed now. The voting lines are going to be opening at the start of the contest, so once the first musical track is playing, you can start your voting. What else do we have to take a note of at the moment? Well, not a lot, really. We will keep you speed as we're going along. If you've started this right at the start, you're now seeing our hosts Nedia Hansu and Eric Solbakken, who'll be handling most of the backstage stuff in the green room and talking to the artists and front of house, and also dealing with all the voting and envelope opening and prize winning points, will be Hadou Jatounye. Right then, I'm going to put the beep in here. We're going to have Moldova is on our first song. It's about 2-3 minutes away. There's no opening act in this semi-final, so we're going to have a little bit of talk from a host, which I will leave you to listen to in peace and quiet before we come back to Runaway, which is going to be performed by the Sunstroke Project and Olia Tiara. It's a song from Moldova. It's song number one. And if you've ever been asked, is there another saxophone solo beyond Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, then this will be your answer. Song number one coming up shortly. And at the end of that song, you unpause this, is Moldova. Here comes the beep. Yeah, hello, welcome back. And congratulations on remembering to unpause the MP3 commentary track. They're Moldova, their song number one, and Run Away. We're going to carry on straight through. Song number two comes from Russia, the imaginatively titled Lost and Forgotten, performed and written by Peter Nalich. He has brought his friends along as well. A Russian YouTube viral video sensation, supported Russia at the Beijing Olympics and came to notice after that, releasing his debut album. Nobody's quite sure here in the press room whether this is a very wonderfully subversive musical number or Russia really don't want to win again. You make your mind up, keep an eye out for the snow and the Leonard Cohen spoken word impersonator about a third of the way through. It's also our first appearance of our good old friend the Wind Machine. Song number two is Russia. Song two there from Russia. It's certainly not Dima Bolan, but no, there's a certain lovely lyrical quality to that. Or perhaps I've just been out here too long. Let's carry on. Song number three. It's from Estonia and a performer, Malcolm Lincoln. Lead singer is Robin Jukenthal. The name of the band is taken from a wrong answer to a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire question, from someone who's convinced that US president was not Abraham Lincoln, but in fact, Malcolm Lincoln. This is a nice mix of electronic music and classical as well. And the estate of John Wyndham may want to look into trying to find out what the IP rights are, because, let's be honest, Robin here does look a little bit like one of the Midwich Cuckoos, or potentially Draco Malfoy. Song number three from Estonia is Siren, performed by Malcolm Lincoln. Song three there from Estonia. Estonia. If that's the one, remember the song numbers, it'll be 0102 or 03. You're going to add to the SMS or the phone number if you're one of the eligible countries to vote on that. We'll go over which countries can vote and why it's all split up and everything as we're going through the show. There are some gaps to the commercial breaks we'll talk through. Song number four, though, Slovakia, is coming up rapidly. Horohoni is performed by Christina Pelakova this year, who started singing in 2007 and has already reached the number one spot in Slovenia. Eurovision fans should not adjust your set. Jessica Garlick has not made a reappearance for another country, but there is a spooky familiarity to here. A little bit of a return to nature here. Forests, parks, sort of images from things like Xena, the Warrior Princess and such like. But of course, like any good pop video, perfect hair. Song number four, composed by Martin Kavulik and Kamil Petereja, is Horohoni for Slovakia. Song number four there for Slovakia. Right then. Seven of these songs will not make it through to the grand final. There are 17 in total, and song number five is from Finland. Of course, for many a year, they sent millions and millions of little folk songs to their national final into Eurovision. Then one year, they decided to send rock metal band Lordi, won the thing, and now they have returned to sending small Finnish folk entries. Susan Aho and Johanna Virtanen are the founders of the band Kunkuskajat. Thankfully, it means moon whispers in English, which is far easier to understand. And they're singing a song entitled Taiolki Ella, which also translates as, you can also make a living by working, but it's business that makes you rich. So if you wondered why the words were so complicated in Finnish, it's because they have to squeeze in an entire sentence into 10 letters. It's a very traditional Eurovision song, but with a modern twist. I like this. Song 5 is from Finland. Song 5 there for Finland. You can probably hear in the background recording this in the press centre. Lots of cheers for that one. Lots of clapping as well. Hopefully you joined in at home. Right then, let's talk about the makeup of these semi-finals and the finals themselves while we're waiting for Song 6 to get themselves ready. There are 17 songs in this semi-final. As I said, 10 of them will qualify, 7 will go by the wayside. Next, this Thursday, there will be another 17 songs, all from different countries, and 10 of those will qualify through to the final as well. Now, the final has 5 automatic qualifiers. One of them is the hosts, Norway, and joining them is the so-called Big Four of Eurovision, namely France, Germany, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Basically, because they put so much money into the budget of the EBU as a whole, not just as Eurovision, they're giving an automatic qualifying rights into the final. That gives us 25 songs that will head off into the final. Now, splitting up those countries is always a tricky one as well, because people talk about, you know, political voting and how it's all going wrong and how other countries can do that. Well, they actually get split up in the semi-finals. When you have big blocks such as the Nordic countries, so Sweden, Finland, Iceland, Estonia, Latvia and so on, they get split up. Half of them go into one semi-final, the other of them go into the other semi-final. It's like a big glass bowl like you have when you draw out a football World Cup final result. So it's the same idea that you have then. They were placed into 6 different pots back in March and April to draw out the running order for this final and to decide who was going in semi-final 1 and in semi-final 2. So that's how it all breaks down. That's how we had the 17 countries that were coming up here. Right then, song 6 is Latvia and will be performed by Aisha. She's been christened the bomb in the Latvian media because she's, in their words, very prominent in there. She's been in a couple of national finals for Latvia and she's finally got through with this song here. What for? Only Mr. God knows why. She is, unfortunately, the artist most likely to sing like Gemini, and we have to wonder why she's forgotten to take off the dressing gown and left the gold concoction back in the dressing room and not brought it out onto stage. But there you go. What for? Only Mr. God Knows Why works not only as the title of this song, but a big theological question as well. Song 6 is Latvia and Aisha. What for? Only Mr. God Knows Why. Never a truer song has been sung. Song 6 there from Latvia. We shall carry on, as always, with the first song in this year's mix. It's likely to give you a nightmare about the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, thanks to the dancers in the background. The other one, of course, is Spain, which we'll be seeing in the grand final on Saturday. This is from Serbia, song number 7. What were you, Balkan? This is the Balkans, performed by Milan Stankovic. A very David Bowie-esque performer here, known for his eccentric style and looks. The composer, Goran Bregovic, has also written music for the film Borat. Who'd have thought it? You would, in about 3 minutes' time, after you've heard Serbia sing song number 7, Ovo Je Balkan. Truly scrumptious there, spinning there perfectly still on the podium in the background of song 7 for Serbia and Milan Stankovic. Right then, from a Nightmares of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, it's the nightmares of your cock rock Bon Jovi B-side tastic festivals that you can remember from the mid-80s. This is Thunder and Lightning for Bosnia and Herzegovina, to be performed by Vukasin Brazic. He is one of many contestants who has appeared on reality TV shows to be promoted up to Eurovision. He came second in the Operation Triumph Pan-Balkan talent show and nicknamed the Assassin for taking out the big names every week. Well, there's some big names at Eurovision that he would have to take out if he's going to get through this semi-final into the grand final on Saturday. Can he work his magic? Let's find out with song 8, Thunder and Lightning. Song number 8 there for Bosnia and Herzegovina. Right then, number 9, I think that takes us past the halfway mark, doesn't it? Well, the halfway mark will be halfway through this song. It's Poland's entry, and this is Legenda, the legend performed by Marcin Brzezinski. You may have seen him around in London. He's the host of the Cartoon Network's Starioki show. Debuted in singing competitions back when he was 8. He's performed in a Polish adaptation of Phantom of the Opera on stage. Poland, rough time in Eurovision. Their first entry, way about 15, 16 years ago, came second on their debut, but they've not had a huge amount of success until then. Here we go then with song 9 for Poland, Legenda by Marcin Jurek, sung and also composed by Marcin Brzezinski. Song 9 there from Poland, and a dramatic presentation of Legenda. We go from the dramatic to the rather quiet and sedate with Belgium coming in and song 10. But before then, a little explanation of how the voting works. This year, the semi-finals are going to follow the same voting pattern as the final. 50% of the vote from the public, 50% will be from a jury. Public voting is the 17 countries who are appearing in the semi-final, plus half of those who automatically get through to the grand final. So in this case, France, Spain, and Germany will also be voting. So there'll be 20 countries voting in total. Each country, we'll have a jury of 5 people in the music industry, but not connected with any of the songs. They will rank them, and the juries will eventually have a ranking of all the countries, and the top ones will score an internal 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. The public vote will do exactly the same. In each country, it will rank them, and then those rankings will be given another internal score of 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. They get added together to give you your theoretical maximum score of 24 in a country. That will then give a ranking, and it is these rankings that will give the scores that are handed back to the Eurovision judges and collators back here in Norway. So the most popular song would get 12 points, then 10 points, then 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and a single point. There are opportunities for tiebreakers in there. For example, if the jury gives 12 and the public give 10, and vice versa. What happens then is the country that has the highest score from the public vote is ranked higher. So 12 points in the public and 10 points in the jury is more powerful than 10 points in the public and 12 points from the jury. Got that? Good. Okay, because it's basically 50% of the jury, 50% of the public pushed together, combined rankings, 12 down to one single point. Right then, onto that simple presentation. The eyes of you watching the stage will notice there's this big round stage and there's this tiny podium at the front, which is available to all the performers. Someone's going to make best use of that now. His name is Tom Dice. The song which he composed alongside Jerome Swinnen and Ashley Hinklin is Me and My Guitar. It is about his first and his last love, which is music, which is how sweet and PG, Tom. Love it. Tom Dice here for Belgium. Watch out for the radioactive spider if you don't want to turn into the next Peter Parker. But this is, you know, this actually is a strong contender to go all the way. Let's see what you think. Song 10, Belgium, Me and My Guitar with Tom Dice. Tom Dice there, singing for Belgium. A lovely, tiny, understated performance. Well, we're going to move from that to Malta and song 11, and it's not tiny and it's not understated. This is a big, big performance from Thea Garrett. She's singing My Dream. Malta, of course, home of three-time singer Ciara. This song is also composed by Jason Cesar and Sonny Aquilina, who also did Ciara's number back in 1998, where she performed in Birmingham. Thea Garrett, My Dream. All I can say is, yes, she does look a little bit like Liza Minnelli, but if you're Paul McCartney, stand by for the flashback, because here come the wings. Song 11 is Malta. Song number 11 there from Thea Garrett, with a little bit of help from the Birdman of Alcatraz in the background. Song 11, if you want to vote for that, then it's number 11. Head over to your national broadcaster's website and they will probably have details on the text lines for you to vote. If you're not there, well, you know, just enjoy it, because there isn't a way for people on the internet to actually vote this year. Or if you're in Cyprus, for example, they do vote in the second semi-final, but not in this one. Right then, song number 12 is from Juliana Pasha in Albania. I've got to say, this is a weird one. There's lots of flashing lights in this one, and it opens a little bit like Doctor Who. And although there is a violinist on stage, you got to really listen closely to pick up the violin after the introduction. It's sung originally in Albanian in their national final. It's now been pushed into English. This is All About You, Juliana Pasha. Song number 12 there for Albania. All right, we're in the home stretch now for to go. Greece, Portugal, Macedonia, Belarus and Iceland to follow. Song 13 is from Greece and belongs to Georgios Alkaios and his friends. He's a writer, he's also the performer as well. As far as we can tell, looking back in Eurovision history, this is the first entry to feature the music of a Casio digital watch alarm at the end of a song, but I'm sure if there are any anoraks out there, they will correct me. It's a mix of classical Greek music, some oriental rhythms, and a little bit of pop as well. Due to the problems in the economy, there will be no plate smashing, but there will be certainly lots of chanting and cheering, and I suspect the press room will be bouncing along as well. This is Opa, song 13 from Greece. There we go there. Greece is always popular in the press. Greece is always popular no matter what Eurovision party you go to. They're always there. Song 13 is Opa there, and a little bit of the pyrotechnics coming in as well. Okay, Portugal at number 14. It's One of Those Days, but being sung in Portuguese. So it's Hadias Assim to be performed by Filipa Azevedo. She's a talent show winner. She won at 16 2 years ago, the Familia Superstar Contest. She's now 18, living in London, and has her first album out there. And it's the this year's obligatory dress that looks a bit like a toilet roll holder that your gran used to have in the lavatory. This was actually got through more than the strength of the jury in the national final rather than the public, entering out second place by one solitary point. Will that jury decision be borne fruit? Let's find out. Song 14 is Portugal and Filipa Azevedo. Song 14 there from Portugal. Right, I was going to mention about the politics as well. There's three basic ways that political voting works at Eurovision, all of which are attempted to be neutered by splitting up the countries in the semi-finals. The first one is pairs of countries, Greece and Cyprus are the obvious ones, where they share culture and music, so they naturally like each other. The second one is where you have a one-way direct. For example, lots of Turks have moved into Germany, so there's a strong Germany to Turkey vote, but it's not replicated in Turkey to Germany. You'll get that kicking around as well. And the final one is the big blocks of countries. There's four or five of these. I mean, there's the Nordic countries, there's the sort of inner ring of Balkan countries and the outer ring of Balkan countries, former Soviet states, and all of those mixed together create this myth of political voting. But remember, if that was the case, we would have the same result every single year, and we would always be going to Russia because Russia's got all the oil. So yes, there is a little bit of an impact in the political voting, but if you have a look back, you'll generally find that the songs that people like, the songs that people listen to a lot of on services like Spotify and Last.fm are still the songs that will win through and come top in the song contest. So yes, it does exist, but it's just one of those things that makes everything a little bit more exciting here at the Eurovision Song Contest. And of course, you know, once we get to the final, all this lovely, let's kind of split them up in the semi-finals, that doesn't matter anymore, does it? Right then, let's move on, shall we? We switch from one Lucy Porter lookalike, not to another, but a little bit of a Tom Jones, Robert Palmer look here. This is where you replace a motion song by pointing a finger down the camera with a stern look. His name is Yoko Taneski, and he's celebrating his song Jasa Ima Silata for the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. He is the composer behind the biggest selling Macedonian LP of all time. That's Christian Jabrowski, who's pairing up with Yoko, who will be doing the singing tonight. Watch out halfway through the song as, through the miracle of camera angle, he appears to transform into his younger rapper self and then join himself on stage. And just one thing, if anybody is close to Derren Brown, could they just check that he's still around? Because I get the sneaky suspicion that there's just a little bit of a similarity here. Song 15 is Macedonia. Song 15 there from Macedonia. And I believe the phrase that commentators used to use was, and a little something for the dads there in that performance as well. Right then, a little something for the whole family now in Belarus. This is 3+2 singing Butterflies. 3+2 for the three girls and two boys that are here. Alina, Ninel, Artsem, Yehizar and Yulia will be taking to the stage. Although I do think that they should be 3+2 plus the guy on the piano as well. But that doesn't have the same quite ring to it. If you've been wondering where all the sequins have been this year in the first semi-final, they've all been used in the gold, silver and bronze costumes you are about to see here. And keep an eye on those costumes. Malta, this is how to do it. Song 16 is from Belarus and his Butterflies. Song 16, sequins, wings and poppy up stuff at the key changes. Classic Eurovision, even though it's a style we don't normally see winning. Belarus there, and Butterflies, one to go, and it's Iceland. And the question is, will all the mess with the volcano have any sort of impact on the public vote out there, or even the jury votes as well? Hera Björk here is singing Je ne sais quoi, veteran of the Eurovision stage, backing singer for Iceland, both in 2008 for Euroband and 2009 for Johanna. She did attempt also to qualify and represent Denmark last year. Brink got through, but now she is finally here under her own power, singing this song here by herself. And Oligur Smari, it's a Je ne sais quoi. It's her final song of the first semi-final, song 17 for Iceland. Iceland there, song 17. Big round of applause coming through from the press who aren't hiding through in the little box that we have in the auditorium as well. Hera Björk there, song 17. Right then, that is your songs for the semi-final, or at least the first one. Second semi-final, same time, same place on Thursday, and the grand final, same starting time on Saturday as well. Now what? Well, you are going to get a chance at home to go through all the songs again in those 20-second recap clips. If you're able to vote, why not? It's only going to be an SMS, a text, or a quick call. Check your national broadcaster's website for details. Obviously, of course, this is a pre-record, so I can't tell you the 10 countries who have actually qualified. To do that, you'll either have to watch or follow me on Twitter. The name is ewantwitter.com/ewan. Once you've done that, you will stay up to date. The 10 countries will be chosen out in random order. Although the scores have been given by all the juries and public votes around Europe, those scores aren't revealed until after the grand final on Saturday night. All that will happen is 10 names will be read out from some electronic envelopes, and there'll be a little bit of tension building and going back to the green room for the artists and everything else. And we'll have 10 countries that go through, 7 will go home. We're going to do it all again on Thursday night to get our 20 qualifiers, and then the big 4 and hosts Norway to do 25 to do battle in the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest grand final. The fun is still going on online, but for now I'm going to draw the commentary closed. Thank you very much for listening and remembering to pause and unpause as you go through the songs. I know it's not the easiest of things to do and to focus on, but I hope you appreciated the effort that I went through, because I certainly know that I appreciate the effort for all of you listening to this podcast. Anyway, it remains for me to say goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your Eurovision. I'll catch you in the podcast tomorrow and the second semi-final on Thursday. Ta-ra!